I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante as his squad gets ready for the second round of the FCS playoffs. They will visit Lehigh on Saturday at noon. And before we look ahead, coach, let's look back. In the first round, you guys took on Harvard out of the Ivy League and really took care of business at Villanova Stadium. 52-7, ran for over 300 yards. Just a really impressive performance, and I get, you know, when the money's on the table, it's the type of performance you hope your team comes up with.
Yeah, it was great to see the way our guys came out, and I did feel that we had a good week of preparation in our practices. Not that we haven't had other weeks that have been good weeks, but it seemed they seemed a little more dialed in. You know, it was Thanksgiving break, so sometimes you think it could be a little more distracting, but without class, it could be a little more opportunity to focus as well. So I think we did a little more of the latter. Guys watched a lot more film just because they had more time to do so, and came out swinging, man. We came out and played pretty physical. We played fundamentally sound. It was a pretty clean game. You know, you have neutral refs when you play in the playoffs, so it wasn't a crew from our league or their league. It was an MVC crew. So I think there was only four penalties on each side of the ball, so it was pretty clean and pretty physical from that perspective. And we scored on the opening drive. They almost answered on theirs. They ran a double reverse pass that the receiver got behind our guys, but he kind of bobbled it on this first attempt, which allowed our DB to really recover and make a great play on the ball in the end zone, and we came up with the interception. And then after that, we got on the board a few more times before the half and took a nice halftime lead. So, but to their credit, they didn't give up. They went in and made the adjustments. They got good players and good coaches too, so they took the opening drive of the second half and scored. And thankfully, that didn't, you know, make our guys nervous or anything. And we scored on our next possession. And our guys just really played well. I mean, we've been playing very physical. The effort has been there all year, as I've mentioned before. But we're just playing better now because we played together longer. You know, we had that young secondary, new quarterback, new wideout, you know, some new pieces, but a lot of experience in other positions. But it just takes time for it to come together and gel, you know. So the first few weeks of the season, we weren't quite there. And each week, we've gradually gotten better. And hopefully now we're playing our best football, complementary football together.
Your group, the guys that have been there for multiple years, obviously have playoff experience. You talked about them kind of being dialed in, and maybe not having classes helps that. But how much does understanding the assignment of what postseason football is all about, how much do you think that figures into, you know, a performance like that and the group understanding what's expected of them?
Yeah, our preparation is our preparation. We're always going to try to keep it the same or as best we can. But it is different. And to be honest, I think our guys, whether this was a chip on their shoulder or not, I think they felt a little disrespected because I think there was a lot of people out there. You almost can't unsee it this day and age that were picking Harvard to come in and win at our field, even though we were the you know, seeded team. So I think our guys took that a little personal. And, you know, I'm not saying they played differently, but they just, again, seem to be a little more locked in. Maybe because it's playoffs, because, you know, you always talk about 1-0 each week. Well, now it really means 1-0 or you're done. So, you know, you got to really dial into that more than ever, because in the regular season, you say 1-0, but you know you have one coming up the following week. Well, that's not the case now. So that may have something to do with it, too. But I think having the experience in the playoffs can be helpful for sure, you know, just because, you know, the Ivy League schools have never been there. But, you know, they have that big rivalry game, the Harvard-Yale game, and both those teams had to go and try to play another game right after that, the week after, which can be challenging because games like that take some out of you emotionally as well as physically. You know, it's just such a different mental preparation when you have that type of rivalry game the week before. But I don't know. It seemed to have helped Yale because they were resilient as heck in their first round game. And, you know, Harvard came in and I don't know, maybe it was just our guys wanting it a little more, but we definitely executed well, which was great to see.
So now Lehigh, they've been phenomenal this season, 12-0. They had a first round bye, win the Patriot League. I had the chance to see them in person early in the season. The thing that jumped out at me was just their running game and constantly coming downhill. I'm not an X and O guy. It didn't look very intricate, though. It just looked like they knew what they wanted to do. They knew they were good at it, and they executed it. Talk about the challenge you're going to face and what they bring to the table offensively, specifically running the football.
Yeah, well, what you just said is what you see on film. We have all their film now. We did have a crossover game with them when we were playing Sacred Heart, so you saw them a little bit there, but focusing more on the other team. And now we have the whole season, and yeah, they're not overly flashy. They're just going to, you know, run the ball and, you know, mix in some pass game, obviously, just like we try to do. And then they're going to defend the run on defense, just like we try to do, and try to make a team one-dimensional and try to beat you through the air. And they've been doing a really good job. I mean, you know, look at the nation FCS. There's two undefeated teams, and they're one of them, you know. So we got to go up and play an undefeated team at their home base with a week off after their big rivalry game. So they've had a chance to, you know, enjoy that victory. Unlike the Harvard-Yale situation, they had to go and play the very next week. You know, Lehigh and Lafayette game is the oldest rivalry in college football, FCS college football. And so they got the opportunity to, you know, let that one digest a little bit as they're ready to move on. And a week's rest is always helpful this time of year, no matter who you are. So huge challenge ahead of us. I think their bottom line is they're scoring a lot of points. They're not giving up many, and they're doing a good job protecting the football. And we're kind of the same mindset. We try to make sure we stop the run on defense. We want to establish a running game on offense that will help open up the passing game. And we want to protect the football, and we've been doing a good job in the category of, you know, not having too many turnovers. And we were able to get three against Harvard, which was huge. You know, 3-0 in a turnover game is always going to be helpful no matter who you're playing. So, you know, but we want to be like them. We want to lock into how we're executing our stuff, right? We're not overly flashy at times either, and we just want to out-execute our opponent with the fundamentals, out physical our opponent with the, you know, physical play and gang tackling and all those things and good blocking up front and control the trenches, and then hang on to the football and don't kill yourselves with, you know, the pre and post snap penalties and those type of things. So don't get behind the chains. So I think it's going to be a pretty evenly matched game. I think there's some similarities between the two of us. They have the advantage with the home field, I would say, but it's not a huge trip, so it's a pretty easy trip to get there. So it shouldn't take a lot out of us as far as, you know, the travel part of it right now. But we got to go out and we got to be ready to play because they're a very good team and we're very well coached.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.